Today is Saturday, January 16, 2021. This is a Part 10 Grand Canyon Oral History interview with Peter Brown. Normal spelling, B-R-O-W-N. My name is Tom Martin. Good evening, Peter. How are you today?
Oh, real good, Tom.
Great. We talked a couple days ago at Ledges Camp on the Colorado River in Grand Canyon. This evening, we are at Whitmore Wash Camp at 188.5, roughly. Also on the Colorado River in Grand Canyon National Park. And, well, let's pick up 2 days ago. We had gotten to Ledges. We had run Upset Rapid. And then what happened?
Well, next day we had a 20-mile day that we went down to Stairway Camp. Mostly flat water, a couple smaller rapids in there. In terms of the Thule boat, did just fine. No swims at all, a whole day of no swims.
A 20-mile day with no swims, pretty good.
Yeah, and Thule boat did just fine in terms of actually moving through the water well. No issues, no trouble whatsoever.
Able to keep up with the other rafts?
It is a little bit slower than the other rafts, it seems like. I mean, they can pull ahead of it. But otherwise, no, it's still moving through the water very well.
Okay, and so last night was at Stairway, 171 mile-ish.
And then today was the exciting day.
What happened today?
Well, so we left Stairway, rode 8 miles down to 179, where there's a little rapid called Lava, and scouted that on the left. Most of the rafts and the gym ran it on the left, and we decided that probably for the kayaks, we had two kayaks in the water today in addition to the Thule raft, we were going to run it on the right. So I followed Conan. Not sure Conan's last name.
Bliss.
Bliss, of course.
B-L-I-S-S.
Conan Bliss in his kayak. He's run that several times, and he actually did flip himself, he said. Turned over, but he got back right up. Anyway, so I followed his line, hit the right-hand entrance just perfect, got through one wave, and then the second wave basically shot me up. I'm pretty sure I slid off the back of the raft.
Hmm.
I think I fell off the back. But I have a GoPro video of that, so I'll be able to confirm that when I get home.
Okay.
Swam through, was in the water, didn't let go of the raft, was in the water, two other waves, climbed back on the raft, and by the tail waves, I was back on and gone fine.
Paddling so, like nothing happened.
Paddling like nothing happened, made the eddy at Truffle Beach and pulled in no problem whatsoever.
Okay.
So otherwise, I mean, I think that was a pretty successful run, even though I really wanted to stay on the raft through the whole thing.
I'd say it was amazingly successful. Do you think the boat suffered any consequences? Because we ran 8 miles below Lava Falls Rapid. Then afterwards, this afternoon, it ran normal like it normally does?
It did. It did, yeah.
Yeah?
Pretty much.
Okay, same flotation, same...
Same flotation.
Yep.
I do have to report that there's that rapid just above Whitmore. Little riffle.
With a bunch of rocks in it?
No. It's maybe 2 miles back.
Oh, okay.
And there's actually a big wave in that, and I just was not kind of expecting it, and I fell off of the raft in that one too.
Oh, so, okay.
So I took another little swim, but that was just me being asleep, I think, more than anything.
Okay, and then crawled back in and
crawled back in
again. Yep. Okay.
Way to go.
All right.
No, it was keeping up just fine. We got here at a nice hour. We still had some sun, and it was a gorgeous day, beautiful day.
So you're kind of warming on me, the idea that the boat might actually make it through the canyon.
Oh, it's going to make it through the canyon? Of course it's going to make it through the canyon.
what would be possible ways that it would I mean, what might go wrong?
Well, I still think that you know, water saturation and having the layover day right now, it's right on the beach. It's standing straight up. It's draining well. It'll be in the sun all most of the day tomorrow. I think, again, water logging is going to be the potentially main problem. One other note on that is that actually yesterday, day before, I can't remember, one of the last two camps we had, it was not completely vertical. It was more on a 30, 40 degree slant on the side of the hill. And I almost think it was lighter the next morning. It was really easy to pull down into the water. And I was wondering if actually not completely vertical might be better, because then more of the surface could actually drain. Right now, any water at the top is going to have to drain all the way down to the bottom to
through the fibers of all the plant
exactly.
Below it.
Exactly.
Huh.
No idea there. One of the things, Tom, I almost wish we, you know, really to make this a good experiment to have done, and particularly thinking that the water logging is going to be the potential reason why it couldn't go through the whole canyon,
mm-hmm.
is next time you do this, is if we could figure some way to weigh it every night and then in the morning, how much it has lost in terms of moisture.
Right. From either standing up or laying it flat.
Yeah, and we could experiment with different different drying techniques.
Yeah.
Because I do think, in terms of structural integrity, you guys did a fantastic job with the, you know, so far I have not noticed any of the bundles, coming loose or anything
right.
like that. Certainly there's, strands that are off here and there, feet rubbing on it.
Mm-hmm. I guess the question I have is, would braided agave rope, lots of it,
been as useful as
what we use, the braided nylon here, which was only, eighth-inch diameter cord?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty small stuff.
Yeah. But wrapped around and around and around and around, basically we must have used, 1,000 feet of this stuff, I guess. I don't know, not 1,000 feet, but certainly hundreds.
Yeah.
To do that. And so if you had
that much agave cord,
it was the same deal.
I think if you I've not hit any rocks that, occasional rock, but there's been no real major scrapes or anything like that. One thing would be being really careful getting it, it's scraped across a couple of rocks to just pull it up on shore type of thing, or pulling it down in the morning to get it in the water. So if one was really careful, I can't imagine the agave's cordage wouldn't do just as well.
Right. Right. No, that would make sense. Well, we'll leave that for another day, and we'll, in the meantime, the boat's going to get a day to dry out here, maybe two, and then we'll be back on the water again. But we do have a number of layovers coming up on this trip. Today is day 18 for us, and we have 10 more days to go 100 miles. So we will be doing a lot of stopping and putting the boat in the sunshine.
Well, and another thing I really do think helps a lot is not having, going through rapids. There's a lot of water washing over the top surface, which tends to be, it's not in the water, so it's going to have a lot more buoyancy than what's in the water. So that's going to help in terms of the overall buoyancy as well, I think.
It's running smaller rapids, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not having the water washing over it as much.
And of course, I was thinking that pre-dam, pre-Hoover Dam, there would be a couple more rapids that you're not going to get to run, Separation and Lava Cliff, down at Spencer Canyon. But uh, I, it doesn't seem like the rapids are a big deal in this thing. You ran right side of Lava Falls today and hopped back on and off you went.
Yeah, so far, I mean, you know, I'll tell you, I said it today, but the bigger problem quite often, and I mean, I remember this in the rafts too, running rafts, but is the eddies. Just because it gets caught in those eddies and you know, it's a little leaf on the waves there, so goes where the eddy wants to take it.
Okay. But you're able to power back out of those?
I'm able to power back out of those.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Just takes a little bit more effort than...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, with that, we will conclude what we think is part 10. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, Grand Canyon Oral History Interview with Peter Brown on the Colorado River in Grand Canyon National Park at Whitmore Wash. Today is Saturday, January 16th, 2021. Peter, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Tom.